This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, I've got a really great guest coming in today. Here he is, Andrew Murray, not the tennis star, but equally as fantastic, Andrew Murray from the I Band. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Susie.
Very nice to have you here. You've got an important event happening tomorrow night at the, well, it's at the Stories at Field Centre. Now, just tell us a little bit, first of all, give some context, the I, the band. When did it all start?
We started playing about 20 years ago, a group of, as we say, like-minded people. You know, all with young children at the time, lovers of music, got together over a New Year's Eve party one evening, I think we're talking 21 years ago, and have played on and off ever since in varying formats. You know, I've had more drummers than Spinal Tap.
Isn't that the way it goes with bands?
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
Drummer arrives.
Yeah, it's a fluid thing. It's a fluid thing, yeah.
And it's a 9-piece... So
yeah.
give us the what are the sounds that we're going to hear?
We have a horn section, three singers, and we have a backline, bass, guitar and drums. I'm more of a multi-instrumentalist. I play three different kinds of tambourine, cowbell and a set of bongos. And we have a bass rule that every song that we play the people there should either know the intro or the chorus.
Excellent.
You know, the last thing anyone wants to see a band like ours do is say, here's one from our new album. This is all about fun, all about party, all about having a dance and enjoying yourself.
And I hear that when you start performing, the people just literally, as you just said, know the songs from start to finish, and you don't stop all evening, basically. That's the thing I get about it. Now, you're playing tomorrow night. You're playing at this amazing place. This is the Story Fields Centre. You know a little bit more about it than I do. Tell us what you've known so far, because you went to see the venue, didn't you, before?
I did, Susie, yeah. It's out in North Cambridge on the Huntingdon Road. It's a whole new village. It's owned, or it's certainly founded by the university, and it's very modern. It's very Jetsons. It's very next generation, or perhaps this generation. Rainwater reuse and airflow heating and car sharing and shuttle buses, and it's, you know, it really is quite fantastic. And the venue that we're playing in is new, and I think we're probably in the second band to play there. And it's the local community centre. It's the place where you get bands playing. They have comedians on. I suppose it's a North Cambridge junction, for want of a better description.
Yeah. It sounds fantastic. Now, the reason you said you also tomorrow night you've got a young band opening up the evening, so you're playing for most of the evening, but you've got an interesting band. Who are they?
Well, we have a support of a young lady called Eva Della Porter, who's being supported by a multi-instrumentalist, a chap called Rob Godfrey. And Eva's 21, I think. She's got the most incredible voice. And they've been playing around together for a while. And she's going to do probably half an hour, maybe 40 minutes of interesting takes on songs that she loves. And she's got a quite remarkable voice. And Rob himself is a truly great musician. So, you know, don't just come along for kind of to see us. Young people can come too.
Very modest, and I'm sure it's going to be I know it's going to be a great evening. Now, let's get back to one of the most important issues about you doing this for tomorrow night. It's for raising money and awareness for the Arthur Rank Hospice charity. Why did you choose this charity? What's your connections?
Well, we didn't choose it. It chose us. We only ever have really done gigs, parties, events for either friends. We did one. We played the Junction when our children were all of university age, to kind of see them off, like, you know, going off to war kind of thing. So we've only ever done things that are fun to do or have a worthy cause behind them. And Lynn Morgan, who's the CEO of the Arthur Rank Hospice, is friends with one of our band members, our bass player Robin, and they are, as you said, I think at the top of the show, they're desperate for money, and you know, they're not a sexy charity. They're not curing anything. You know, they're not giving people a bright and rosy future. Hmm. They're an end of life charity, and they provide an incredible service for free, either at the hospice or sending people to your own homes or to your relatives' homes. So for that reason and that reason alone, it's worth doing. And every penny we can get, you know, we'll go to them. This isn't a case where it's after cost or anything crazy like that. Literally every penny that gets raised tomorrow night goes to them. And there's a ticket price on the door, and I'm pretty sure there'll be a bucket or a credit card machine to make any extra donations if you so want to.
How many can it actually fit in the arena? Is it about 180 in that particular part?
Yeah, you're probably 200.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of brings the whole interview down, doesn't it? I'd like people to think to, you know, this is a 10,000 people thing, and, you know, it's a Wembley thing, but...
I think that's... I mean, the acoustics, it sounds fantastic,
yeah, no,
doesn't it?
No, it is. It's a great centre.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we'll be sold out come 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
I mean, they're pretty reasonable prices. Advance is £12.50, and it's £15 at the door. And as you say, obviously they'll be collecting money as well in buckets for the Arthur Rank Hospice. All money goes to this. It's free of. They have a free service for people with improving quality of life at the end, and their choices. I mean, it's for families, and I have experience. Being in a hospice, not being a hospice, but visiting people in a hospice, and they do an amazing job. They really do. It's one of those things that we forget, that actually end of life is just as important as saving lives as well.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, with an older population, this issue is only going to get worse as a nation. So yeah, they do a wonderful job. And I think, as you rightly say, it kind of touches everyone, doesn't it? Mm. Because, of course, we all know people that have died.
Yeah, we do. And... Well, I really wish you all the luck tomorrow night. I think you're going to have a fantastic time, and it just it's going to be great. What's the top song? What's one of the songs you're going to be bringing out tomorrow night?
Well, it's, you know, as I said, it's they have to be known. You know, we do River Deep, Mountain High. We do Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I mean, you know, that's pretty broad.
I think I played that this morning, actually. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a fantastic pop song, and everybody knows the intro and everybody knows the chorus. And you know, what better to dance to? So, and of course, we hope to see you, though. I will leave a AAA laminate on the door for
you. Okay, thank you so much. That's very kind.
Yeah, and we'll get you backstage.
Might come along, actually. And also, Arthur Rank Hospice there too, supporting you. They'll be coming along, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Giving some explanation to why you're raising that money.
I think Lynn is going to get up and tell people that. I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's her gig and she can do what she wants.
Yeah. And as I said earlier, they need to raise at least 7.4 million every year to deliver these services free of charge for a very, very, very important issue. So thank you very much, Andy Murray. I can't believe I'm saying that again. Andy Murray. Sorry, it's a great name.
Look, it's a lot worse for him, you know, when people come up to him and ask him when the next gig is.
Yeah, exactly. Quite right.
Thank you, Susie. Thanks for having us.
Oh, pleasure.
This is Susie Thorpe, Cambridge 105 Radio.